clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, whoa, hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, America. Happy Tuesday, everybody. I hope your day is going well. It's beautiful out there. We'll start doing our dry down from all the rain we've been getting. It's going to be fun. So anyway, lots going on today. First, let's just check out some temperatures. In our listening area, 60 at Hollis, 58 at Hobart, 55 at Butler, 55 at the, where is that? That's Alva. I think where I was. 50 at Slapout, 49 at Beaver, and out here in the panhandle of Texas, 52 at Miami, 58 at Wellington, and 62 at Odell. Well, we had a full plate yesterday, and I didn't get to discuss some stuff that happened over the weekend, and then there was some more things that happened last night. So we got Brandon Hickey will be coming up here in about 10, 12 minutes. And also, today is Hay Day Tuesdays, and we're going to be having it on Tuesday instead of Wednesday like we did last week. I was on the road last week, so we did on Wednesday. We've already got a couple already text in, so anyway, if you want to sell some hay, 580-225-9697. This free advertising paid for by the Great Plains Bank here. Just the Great Plains Bank. They're everywhere. And so we got text in the hay type, how much you're wanting for it, but either by the bale or by the ton. Has it been tested or not tested? Don't let that scare you. They just want to know. The listener probably wants to know if it's been tested or not. What else? Do you have a way of loading it? Can you haul it? And what area you're at? If you're in the middle of Woodward County, middle of Dewey County, Beckham County, just let me know where you guys are at. 580-225-9697. Text that in to me, please. And let's see here. Yep, Brandon's coming up. But first, we had Keaton and Brittany Feller on yesterday with Lipscomb Ford over at Sayre. And then I had Mr. Jimmy Emmons on from Leedy, Oklahoma, great Dewey County, yesterday for the rest of the show. And he has been nominated for Secretary of Agriculture under President-elect Donald Trump's administration, which I think is very exciting for our part of the country, Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. He's really good. And so he was on yesterday, so I didn't get to talk to you guys about what happened Saturday. You missed out, is all I can tell you. At the inaugural Cattlemen's Ball there in the Beckham County Activity Center for the Dust Bowl Dust Bowl Day and Festivals. I got it right that time. Raised money for that. It was awesome. There was a packed house. There was more cowboy hats in there than a John Wayne Western. It was really good. All types of ages was there. The old, the wise, the pretty, the ugly. That was at my table. And so it was really good. Joe Merrick and Boots O'Neill got up there and just had a conversation between each other. Man, Boots can tell some really good stories. If you guys missed him on my show a couple weeks ago, he could scoot a boot too. When Jake Hooker got out there and started playing that Texas swing, that boy can scoot a boot. There was a lot of people there. Tubby Deal, Elsie Price, Dr. Rule, Larry Dawson from up the Pack Saddle Ranch. I can name 100 of them off, and I'm just naming the ones that my memory's getting in there. It was really good. The food was really good. The dance was good. I believe the auctions, the silent auction and the live auction all went good. So you guys missed out, and the band was excellent. Let's see, who else was there? Oh, you know, we had the Jimmy table at my table. Jimmy Dunlap, Jimmy Rhodes was sitting with me. And anyway, at the dance, though, man, you talk about a go-getter. Jimmy Rhodes, the Cotton King's uncle, showed up. Old Shrimp. He showed up, and he was, man, he was in the scootin' a boot mood. The boots, he was, man, he was getting after it. Anyway, I'm not sure who that lady was he was dancing with, but never mind about that. But, no, it was a good time. You guys missed out. So next year, when the Cattleman's Ball comes back around, you guys be sure and purchase tickets and come see it. It was fun. And then what else happened over the weekend? Nothing major going on there. And then last night, there was a fall gathering for the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association at Weatherford. And I'll be honest with you, that's the first time that I've been to the Pioneer Center. And I'm impressed. Shout out to whoever got that done and all that stuff. And that's pretty impressive. Center. So anyway, we had our meeting out there and our meal and stuff. Lieutenant Governor was there, except he wasn't Lieutenant Governor yesterday. According to him, Lieutenant Governor Pinnell, he was governor yesterday because Governor Stitt was out of the state. So he was acting governor. So he's a pretty funny guy. Anyway, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association put on a really good event over there. And there was a lot of people there that I hadn't seen in a while. Dr. Jerry Dunn gave his presentation for the Southwestern Oklahoma State University. The president of Southwestern Oklahoma University was there, and she did a really good job. And she spent time with everybody in there. And who else was? Oh, Jimmy Emmons was there. And anyway, it was a good time. And Jerry Dunn, Dr. Dunn, I'm going to go back. He kind of grew up under me. He's a little bit of age difference there. He's Jerry to me. But Dr. Dunn will be on the show this coming Monday to talk about their agriculture program at Southwestern State. They're really pushing it. It's going to be really fun to listen to him talk about it. And I don't know what else. The vendors were all there, and I'm not even going to try to remember who all of was there. I know Livestock Nutrition Center was there. Oh, my God, my brain just went dead. Anyway, I'm sorry. If I had my little booklet with me, I could tell you. They were all there representing their companies really well. And the OCA president, Mr. Michael, come up, and he had some really interesting things to talk about. And I want to share one of them with you that I kind of remember that I won't mess up. And then he's going to come on next week via telephone to talk about the LLC corporations deals that people need to know about that's got to be done before the end of the year, the income tax. Yep. And so we got that going on. Also, you know that world famous OSU Extension educator that retired from Beckham County? Greg Hartman, he was there too. So anyway, he was there. Michael said that this was going to be an election that we were all remember for a long time. And he made up he said a couple points. One of them was the first one in Denver. They had on the ballot about banning furs. Selling furs or something like that inside the city limits of Denver. And he thought that was kind of funny because of Denver being a really cold city, especially during the winter. And then another one was to ban processors within the city limits of Denver. Think about that. Processors. There's only one processor inside the city limits of Denver right now, and it's for lamb. And it's one of the biggest ones in the U.S., probably the world, for processing lamb. If that would have passed, it would have put a minimum of 2,000 people out of work. Think about that. That's how crazy things are getting, the crazy things that are getting on ballots. So neither one of them passed. Then come back to Oklahoma. There wasn't nothing major going on. 8:33 and 8:34, one passed, one didn't. And then I think the three judges, the Supreme Court, if I remember, either Court of Appeals or the Supreme Court, they've never had anything where none of them has not been voted back in. Well, out of those three, one of them didn't get voted back in. And it was the oldest one, the wisest one on the court that didn't get voted back in. So what Michael was saying, basically, it seemed like the voters actually read the ballots this year. Because 833 or 834 passed and 830, the other one didn't pass. And the crap going on in Denver, one of the Supreme the judges in Oklahoma didn't get voted back in. That's probably a first ever. And talking to one of my friends this morning, I won't mention his name. He said he always votes no on all the judges. And I asked him why. He said it's just time for a change. And he don't even know none of them's name. So he's one of them that doesn't read it. He just votes no. So this time, this election here, it seemed like everybody read their ballot and all went well. So I just thought that was pretty interesting, and I wanted to share that with you. I didn't say it as good as Michael did, but anyway, it was pretty interesting. So on the, we'll see what's going on, and we'll get more into depth with Michael next week when we talk about this LLC corporation, S corporation deals. This came up, and I want to thank Mr. Tony up at Roger Mills County for bringing that to my attention yesterday. And then it wasn't just coincidental that it came up again last night at the OCA meeting about that. It's very interesting. We got to get it done. And we're learning ways to do it much easier thanks to Tony up there in Roger Mills County. So, well, let's go ahead and take a break. A Stockman Vet Clinic break. When I come back, I'll have Mr. Brandon Hickey on here. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Are you Mr. Fix-It? Like to make things run? When you're covering expanded areas with long-term contracts, you hire more people. Canyon Oilfield Services needs lead mechanics with tech tool knowledge and with your own tools. And they need these lead mechanics in Elk City, Hinton, and Chickasha. They also need experienced roustabouts and Class A CDL drivers in Elk City, Hinton, and Chickasha. The pay is oil field good, and Canyon's large customer base and diverse services means job security. Benefits are exceptional. Health, dental, vision, and life insurance, a good retirement plan, and a longevity bonus at the end of the year. Hiring lead mechanics, roustabouts, and drivers in Elk City, Hinton, and Chickasha. Apply at the Elk City office on Highway 6, 3/4 of a mile south of the golf course. Or call 225-7100. 225-7100. 225-7100. At Canyon Oilfield Services, the key word is service.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
The most wanted beauty gifts of the season just dropped at Ulta Beauty. From exclusive kits by Sol de Janeiro, MAC, and e.l.f. to the cult favorite Hourglass holiday palettes. And let's not forget the stunning Dyson Airwrap in strawberry bronze. These limited editions won't last long, so don't miss out. While you're there, why not grab yourself something special too? I mean, tis the season, right? Get all the best gifts all at Ulta Beauty. Head in store today.
Harvest Equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed, at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bags, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling, someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Now back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. 52 degrees in Miami, Texas. Humidity's 40, dew point's 29. The winds are out of the northwest at 17 with wind gust up to 23. 9.24 inches of rain so far this month. We're on the 19th of November. No red flag minutes, no sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature, 54 degrees. Well, on the phone with me right now is Mr. Brandon Hickey of the Elk City and the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. What's happening, Brandon?
Good afternoon, Mr. Clark.
Ooh, easy with the Mr. crap. That's just not in my vocabulary.
Somebody's been telling me that you are impotent and that you have a big following, and that, you know, I need to start calling you Mr. Clark.
Did you say important or impotent?
Yes.
That's what I thought you said. No, got to get that right. And you're right on both of them. It's 1988. So, but anyway, man, yeah, I don't know about that. I do hang out with a bunch of important Jimmies, and it's kind of scary. I'm thinking about changing my name to James.
Yep.
That's James Clark. Well, he kin to Jimmy Clark? Yep. No, he's not.
No relation whatsoever.
No relation. Yeah, because I was kind of nervous last night at that meeting over Swazoo. I had Jimmy Taylor and Jimmy Emmons sitting at the table with me, and I was thinking, man, I hope Secret Service don't show up.
Yeah. And then you go and occasionally hang out with Jimmy Rhodes.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he hangs out with me.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. And then Jimmy Dunlap, he just an accident. He was sitting there. So And then I seen Jimmy Music at the cafe this morning.
Yep. So, another one of them important Jimmys.
So. I know. Jimmy's just an awesome name, I guess. Maybe you should change your name.
Yeah, Jimmy Hickey. I don't know. It don't have a very good ring to it.
Nah, it really doesn't, does it?
No.
Nah, anyway. Oh, man. You sent me that deal last night, and I was on my way home from Weatherford. And you know what my reply was? Damn. That's what exactly what I replied to. What an awesome sale at Elk City Friday.
Yeah, it was. It was really big and really, I mean, I thought we might have, we were sure going to have a couple of thousand, but I didn't have any idea we'd be almost at 3,000. But I think we had 706 tested cows and bulls that we ran through, and then another almost 1,300 head of weaned calves and calves. You always makes a sale barn guy a little nervous when you get that many that you're not expecting them. But the market stayed good all day, and we finished up just about 10 minutes before 2 o'clock that morning, and and was really pretty happy with that, with the number of cows that we had, and the market stayed good the whole way, the buyers stayed the whole way, and had a lot of really, really nice cattle, and the market was just phenomenal from start to finish.
Well, looking at, like, the butcher cows and bulls, were they up a little bit?
They was up a smidgen. Some feeding cow buyers back in the market again, and that's getting that thinner cow back up. Thinner cows coming back up a little bit again. That's kind of helping that deal. Wasn't an overabundance of issue on the or of interest on the good killing cows. It was only up marginally, but the biggest increase, you know, was showing on those thin cows as some of these guys jump back in and start feeding some of these things to offset what they think is going to be a shortage later. So.
Okay. And then the looked like the pairs and the bred cows were doing really good too.
Yes. Really good bred cow market and pair market. Had lots of bred cows and this morning that is really had a lot of buyers show up for them and a lot of guys, you know, wanting to start restocking. You know, this rain just made everybody feel so much better, you know, building up a little sub moisture for spring and everything already, and they're coming to buy some cows and start getting restocked for this spring. And they was when we had them on offer, and we're going to have some on offer again this week. We've got about three loads of young bred cows already on consignment for this Friday, so excited about that.
Yeah, what do you got going coming this Friday?
We have about three loads consigned of 3 to 6 year old mostly spring bred cows. Have a few heavy bred cows on them. It'd probably be a half a load of heavy breds, but the other two and a half loads will be mostly spring bred. And sure enough, pretty dadgum nice, shiny kind of red and black baldy cows.
All right, that sounds good. Well, back to the boys and girls for just a minute here. Anything stand out with either one? What stood out with each one of them? How's that?
At Elk City on Friday, I think what really stood out to me, was being in four weight steers back up in the 350s. But the really stick out thing to me was, a tight set of 500-pound, good, sure enough, long-winged, ready to turn out and get right to work kind of steers up there at 326.
I see that. I just seen it just now.
Yeah, that was probably the biggest thing that stood out to me. It was very obvious that something that was sure enough looked like it was going to be bulletproof and ready to go out and turn out and not have to worry about was darn sure in demand. The lightweight cattle, we're selling really, really good. But if we run a set that was the right size for wheat pasture and looked like they were probably going to be bulletproof, they were really in demand. Lots of bidder activity on those.
Well, this ground temperature stays warm and it doesn't get crazy cold. We got a chance. First there a month ago when you and I were talking, it was like, it wasn't doomsday, but it wasn't great.
Yep. Yep.
This ground temperature keeps staying warm, and that wheat and whatever keeps just inching up a little bit, and we've got three rains in a row now, or three weekends in a row. Hey, by the way, I proved my theory right all except it'd be five times, so I'm 80% right. Does that count?
Sure. On what?
It's rained four out of the last five times we've had a full moon.
Ah.
Eighty percent. Am I doing my math right?
Yep. That's what that'd be.
That's better than the weather guys.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
So anyway, but I almost built hot wire fence this week. Because here in about a week or so, I'm ready to turn some calves in on it. I'm excited.
Yeah. It's just like you said, a month ago we talked and then afraid all this wheat was gonna either die or best case scenario, not going to really get any grazing out of it till February, and And now the fences are start going up, and it looks like that people are going to start getting grazed. You know, the main thing they got to wait on now is for it to dry out enough that they don't tromp it in.
Well, our friend, Mr. Newcomb, he's wanting to turn out on the stuff that I got. Mm-hmm. And I kind of lied to him. I said, I didn't think it'd be ready till after Thanksgiving because I didn't want to do nothing Thanksgiving. So he can just bring that stuff over after Thanksgiving.
It'll
just grow that much more.
That's right. That's right.
So let's go to the girl side.
Mm-hmm.
I seen something that caught my eye.
Okay.
What was it? There was some out of Elk City winged, weighing 587, brought 256. I like that.
Yeah.
That's 10 cents higher than it was the week before.
Yeah. Good market. And again, some really nice premiums for the winged cattle being paid right now. As is usual, October, November, and with the rain and whatnot, there's, been some health problems around, some people having trouble getting some of these calves started and whatnot, and that's kind of a kind of typical deal with the temperature swings and the rain on their back, and this, that, and the other. The cattle have been a little bit harder to straighten out, but that's made for some really nice premiums getting to paid to these guys that have, that started out 60 days ago and weaning these calves and holding them, and that doesn't always work, but this year it's really worked good for those guys, and they're getting a nice premium on those sure enough long weaned cattle, and I'm very, very glad to see that. It's always frustrating to the producers if they feel like that they spent 60 or 75 days weaning their calves and they'd have been better off selling them right off the cows. They'd have made more money. And this is one of those years that's not going to be the case. They're making some good premiums and some good money on these 60, 75 day wean calves. So I'm really tickled about that for them.
And they're still, that's probably, besides prices, that's one of the bigger debate with cow calf operations is, hey, do you wean your calves? Hell no. I take them straight to the sale barn. Do you wean your calves? Yeah, I wouldn't take them any other way. I mean, it just amazes me how much a difference in opinion there is out there. But you know what? Yep. It's your cattle, your business, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, you got to do what works best for you and your operation, and that's exactly right. It's not everybody set up to be able to do it, and other people are set up to be able to do it, and a lot of times, these people then end up selling wean calves. They didn't really intend to sell them, but their wheat didn't make or whatnot, and like I said, a lot of times in the past, they weaned them thinking they was going to have their own wheat, and then it didn't work out, and then they sold them. But the market's falling away from them so much that they got a premium for their weaning, but it turned out to be the same dollars per hundred they'd have got if they'd sold them right off the cows because the market fell away from them. So it's nice to see that this year. I was afraid we was going to have it was starting to look like we was going to have a pretty bad feeder market fall off, there a couple of weeks ago. It started acting like it was wanting to head south. But the nice thing about that was that the cash didn't really follow it. It was just, I think election, pre-election jitters and this, that, and the other. And the cash price stayed pretty steady, to some instances higher, even when the futures board was showing some weakness. And so that was nice to see, and it's carried through. And it looks like to me that we're setting up to just kind of keep getting steady to higher here going forward as these numbers continue to tighten up. I have heard some rumblings of some heifer retention happening a little bit up north. It's sure not showing up here, but it's starting to show up north a little bit, and so that takes that many more cattle out of the schedules to kill here, coming up in 150, 200 days. So, that bodes well for the thing to continue to kind of drift up on the numbers getting tighter. But it'll be interesting to see what happens. Like I say, it looks really good going forward, but it's always anytime you think you got the deal figured out, well, something weird will happen to make you humble you and make you realize you don't know everything that's going on.
Yeah, I love talking at those round tables. And I'm not talking about they're the brightest of the brightest, but they're no dummies of the dummies. but I love talking to them because they say, man, if I'd have just waited a week, I'd have got $10 more hunter, so $50 a calf more. And I said, yeah, you could have waited a week and lost the calf and lost your butt.
Yep.
I mean, what these farmers need to do is, a matter of fact, maybe you could be a sponsor of this, Brandon, is make some Elk City Livestock and Western Oklahoma Livestock coins that says sale or no in one side and no sale on the other side, and give them out to all your customers. And when they decide that they're thinking about selling one week, just go out the truck, reach in that console, get that coin, and flip it.
That's a good idea.
You know?
That's a good idea.
And to me, selling them unwinged off the cattle, there's one guy told me the reason why he does that. He said, because I get a divorce if I work them, because I'm going to yell at her or she's going to yell at me. So, I mean, we actually need some cattle psychologists out here.
Marriages.
So.
That's really not a bad idea, you know, and we ought to look at doing that. But, you know, since it was your idea, the head side probably should be your bust on the head side. And then we can just have Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction or Elk City Livestock Auction on the tail side.
Hey, I need to know something. So when you have one of those late sales like you have Friday, does K&M stay in there and cook till you close?
Heavens no. they swear that they don't really get any supper traffic. And so they go to close. And, you know, it gets. You know, 5, 6, 7 o'clock. You know, they're ready to get out of there, go home, and I go to bed. You know, they got a little age on them, so they kind of got to go to bed early.
Well, I'm glad you said that, not me. Well, but see, I'm a guy that people tell me stuff, so I guess as Wayne Wheeler over there at Beckham County Farm Bureau says, Jimmy knows. It's also bingo night on Friday nights.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I just thought they was tired. I didn't know they was going to play games instead of taking care of me and my customers there at Selborne. I'll have to ask them about that.
Well, what you just stated there just about 40 seconds ago, you might just avoid them. Boy, I don't know, I'd have probably said it if the timing was right, but you took the words right out of my mouth. Let's travel down I-40 real quick before we run out of time and talk about Western Oklahoma. Wasn't a big sale, but it was more head there than I thought there was going to be because the rain, because it was muddy yesterday morning.
Yep, it sure was. We ended up with, I think they're here at the sale barn at Western Oklahoma Livestock, we ended up with 3.2, I believe, is what we had in the gauge here, and it was
is that what you had at Clinton?
Yep.
I didn't know that. That's all. That's three times more than what I got.
Yep. From that previous rain, Jake had spent hours on that skid steer getting the water pushed and getting us dried out. And really had us in good shape from the previous 6-8 inches that we'd gotten, and so we were really, really in good shape Saturday and Sunday, and then we got here Monday, and oh my goodness, everything was underwater again.
How deep was it at the unload area?
Oh, you know, it wouldn't quite flow over the top of your muck boots, but you better not just have little short waders on.
I loaded there one time and I was tippy toeing. So.
He's out there pushing water today and getting us ready and getting us dried out for next week. We've already got two or three nice sets of weaned calves that have canceled for about 2 weeks because of the last two or three Mondays they've canceled out because it was just too wet to be able to get them out and bring them in. And so he's out there pushing water right now and getting the deal dried back out and ready to go for next Monday. And already, like I say, got a couple of really nice sets of winged calves homegrown home-raised weaned calves coming in from Elk City and Canute next week, presuming it doesn't rain again between now and
I think it looks pretty dry for the next couple of weeks from what I'm seeing.
We're going to have a little dry out. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So they should be in here and, should have a really nice run of 70, 80-day weaned calves, it looks like, coming up this next Monday. Again, some really nice homegrown deals. So we'll presuming it doesn't rain again, they'll be here this coming Monday. So.
Well, there was 20 head from Elk City weighing 443. Some boys brought 352. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that mm-hmm. person was happy. And then mm-hmm. there was 39 from Colony weighing 588. There were cutter bulls, brought 256. I'm sure they were happy.
Yep. Yep, and then down there at the bottom on the heifers, that was the stick-out sale of the day for me, a really fancy set of black unweaned heifers, 611 at 241, 62 of them in one draft. That was kind of probably the stick-out sale of the day for me to watch that, because that was that set of heifers brought as much or more than what the what the weaned calves did for the day, but it was a big, nice group, and they was all black, and they was all just picture perfect, and they sold really, really well.
What qualifies a group of calves to be fancy, besides look good and all the same color?
Well, most of the time, if I put fancy on there, it means that the price they brought tells me that they're probably going into a replacement program somewhere. They're probably going to be going back into a cow program somewhere, and that was the case with those heifers. They was fancy and black, and they brought a significant premium over their counterparts that weighed the same. And so that's generally, if I put that label on there, I won't ever put it on there on the boys. It's always on heifers if I put it on there. I felt confident that they brought enough of a premium that they're probably going into a cow-making program somewhere.
All right. Well, Mr. Hickey, thank you so much for coming on. Good luck Friday when you show up at work. I'm going to think about coming in that day, and I didn't even say nothing.
It is, you know, they've got a little age, but, you know, you've got to have age to have as much wisdom as them women have. So.
It's too late for you to compliment them. You're out, dude. That's all I can tell you. And I'm so glad I didn't say it, because I got to go to church with her.
She's probably not even listening today. I'm probably fine.
So. Yeah, but she has undercover people.
And not necessarily friends, just tattletales.
No, see, I'm telling you. Did you hear what Jimmy Clark said about you today? Yeah, nope. That's why I'm telling you. Did you hear what James Clark said to you today, about you today? Who's James?
So
we'll probably see you Friday, though, and I appreciate you coming on today.
You bet. Have a good afternoon.
All right, see you. Oh, man. I gotta quit having him come on because he's gonna get me shot. Something. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, no, not really. Hey, we're gonna take a quick break. Come back. We're gonna get an update on the weather, northwestern Oklahoma, for northwestern Oklahoma. Then we're gonna take another quick break, and it's Hay Day Tuesday. I've already got three people text in their hay. So get your pencil and pen ready to write these down. And I'll repeat them twice so you can write them down good. So we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Anything you can get out and about and do in the public to keep yourself out there, seeing what's going on, and you're knowledgeable about what's going on. And you have customers come in wanting to do something, open a business or whatnot. It might be nice to have a little insight on your side. They have business plans. It's probably rare to find a business plan that has every little in and out thought out. So if you know what's going on around town, there may be something you could share with them that might either alter their plan, make their plan a different direction, speed it up, slow it down.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
If you'd like to tackle those home projects yourself, like building a privacy fence or spicing up the place with some landscaping, you'll need the right tools to get the job done fast. Rent what you need from DJ's Rentals and Sales on South Main in Elk City. They have gas-powered post hole diggers for fence building, skid steers for hauling landscape blocks, and excavators for any type of digging that needs to be done. The best thing about DJ's is the free advice. Stop by and talk to them about your next project.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Bear with me a second here on this Stop Me Vet Clinic Day. I'm having mesonet problems. Let me try another way. Oh, come on. Huh. I'll be darned. All right. Let me go back to the old way here. All right. Woodward, Oklahoma. Here's your northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update. Currently, it's sunny and 55 with north winds 12 to 14 tonight. Clear, cold, 32 degrees. Northwest winds to west winds 9 to 12, and tomorrow sunny and 57. Just looking on down the line, there's no real cold weather coming up this week in Woodward, probably anywhere. So 32, I mean, it's cold, but it's not cold. So anyway, sorry, something's going on with my agriculture ag weather update. Oh, yeah, of course, now it works. Anyway, we'll get on past that. All right. We're going to take let's not take a quick break. I'm caught up a few minutes there. On Paragon TV, football season is over. So here's some upcoming basketball broadcasts you guys might be interested in tonight. Arapahoe Butler will be at Hammond. Sweetwater will be at Canute. Hydro Eakley will be playing Cheyenne Raiden. Olustee at Eric. And Sentinel will be playing at Leedy. And then Thursday, the 21st, Indiana Homa will be at Eric. And this is all on Paragon TV. And then coming up Friday, Sentinel at Arapahoe Butler, Hydro Eakley at Canute, Cheyenne Raiden at Arnett, Granite at Eric, and Hammond at Leedy. Girls play at 6:30, boys play at 8 o'clock. Yeah. I heard rumors at the Sentinel game last night that the Cotton King went to the concession stand four times during one game. That's what I heard. I don't know if that's true or not, but anyway, you guys decide for your own. Also, want to pass this along. I've said one time, and we'll see it's more. The Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association is having the Boys from Oklahoma concert ticket raffle. $20 a chance, 150 chances available. Two tickets, Friday, April 11th, next year in Stillwater. All the funds will be used solely for the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association scholarships. So get a hold of one of your, Linda Lucas is one of them. I'm sorry, I don't remember all the guys that's on that board out there. I got too many boards to remember. So just get a hold of your Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association board member or a member and find out how to buy a raffle ticket for the Boys from Oklahoma. One of Oklahoma's favorites. So anyway, all right, we're going to take a Stockman's Vet break. And when we come back, we'll have Hay Day Tuesday. I'm excited. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
What do these companies want from you?
When they call you, they want you to answer the phone. And whether it's Sunday, Saturday, or Monday, they also want customer service. Do what you say you're going to do. I mean, because when they're in a bind, they're in a bind. You want that company to think of you first. Oh, we need this. Well, call Brock. You call me. We'll get it taken care of. You needed a hose like yesterday. We will stop what we're doing. And if we got to go to our Oklahoma City shop and get it, we'll do that. And I've done that for a lot of my customers. If they call me, they're expecting me to get whatever task done. To a farmer, a tractor, combine, gets them up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
Hello, this is Kent Watkins, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. Are you looking for a new place to buy all of your livestock feed, seed, and chemical? Let SEI Agritech be your trusted place to get everything you need. We offer winter feed contracts, buy the bag or bulk. We carry Mixed 30 liquid supplement, Total Equine horse feed, Sure Crop fertilizer, Golden Harvest corn seed, Advanta hay grazer seed, and we also are an authorized dealer for livestock nutrition centers. Give us a call today. Follow us on Facebook. Come by and see us. SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
When it comes time to put your hard-earned money toward a new vehicle, count on Lipscomb Dealerships to give you a better value and car buying experience with friendly, no-pressure sales and quality service backed by a half century of experience. Save more in the country at our seven dealerships across Texoma with over 1,000 Chevy, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus KTMs and Can-Ams, always on sale at LipscombDealerships.com. Good people, great deals, family-owned since 1979.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, November 18. 1,133 head were sold. 8 head of steers at 409 brought 346. 20 at 443 brought 352. 9 at 475 brought 310. 4 at 598 brought 249. 6 at 680 brought 236. 15 at 688 brought 255. 4 head of heifers at 435 brought 307. 6 at 508 brought 241. 13 at 544 brought 263. 16 at 563 brought 247. 12 at 597 brought 233. 5 at 602 brought 226. 62 at 611 brought 241. Butcher cows were 75 to 135. Butcher bulls brought 137 to 160. Bred cows 1925 to 2350. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580 407-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Hollis, Oklahoma, capital of Harmon County. 61 degrees, feels like 61. Dew point 37, humidity 41. The winds are out of the north, northeast at 8. 10-day rain total, 1.45 inches of rain. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 58 degrees. Sunset at 5:32, sunny and 64 today, 35 tonight and clear. Sunny and 59 tomorrow with light winds out of the north, switching out of the south in the afternoon. All right, I'm going to do the Lipscomb Dealerships grain market update real quick, and then we'll get into the hay market. I got some good ones for you. Get your pen and pencil ready. There's some good hay for sale on the deal today. By the way, don't miss next Tuesday. I have a guy cleaning out all of his hay from last year, and it's quite a bit of hay, so there's going to be a good bargain on that. So be sure and listen next week on that. December corn, $4.92 unchanged. Soybeans for January, $10.02, down 7¾. Soybean meal for December, $2.90.20, down 10. Soybean oil, December, $45.18, down 34. Hard red winter wheat, December, $5.62, up 7. And cotton's up today, December, $66.82, up 20. Go back. West Texas oil, December, $69.34, up 18. Natural gas is up over 3 at $3.04 for December. The Dow's in the red. S&P and NASDAQ are in the green. Live cattle, December, $186.05. up 195, February 187.50, up 152, feeders for November 253.92, up 210, January 251.77, up 227, and lean hogs are in the red today at 79.07 for December, down 95. All right, let's go to the text line. You guys got your pencil and pen. Hey, we got another one. Check this out. All right, we're doing good. Excuse me. All right, here we go. First one, blue stem hay, 5x6 round bales, $70 a bale, fertilized and clean, loading, delivery, and volume discounts available. Call Wes at 580-922-5630, and that's in Sealing, Oklahoma. Blue stem hay, 5x6 round bales, $70 a bale, fertilized and clean, loading, delivery, and volume discounts available. Call 580-922-5630. New 200 round bales of wheat hay, 5 miles west of Roosevelt, $75 a bale, can load. Call Steve at 405-202-8888. 200 round bales of wheat hay, 5 miles west of Roosevelt, $75 a bale, can load. Call Steve at 405-202-8888. New wheat hay, new grass hay, 5x6 bales, net wrapped, fertilized, and weed sprayed, $50 a bale. Kingfisher, Oklahoma, 405-368-7568. Loader available. New wheat hay, new grass hay, 5x6 bales, net wrapped, fertilized, and weed hay, weed spray, no wheat hay, $50 a bale. Kingfisher, 405-368-7568. Alfalfa hay for sale, little square bales. Average 75 pounds, no bugs, no stickers, horse quality alfalfa hay. Winter is coming, get stocked up before it's gone. Can load up to 50 at a time on a flatbed trailer. Can deliver for a fee, 10 bale minimum, $15 per bale cash, $16 per bale check. Del High, Oklahoma. Call or text 580-729-0361. Alfalfa hay. Little squares, 75 bag, no bugs, no stickers, horse quality. Winter's coming, get her done. Can load up to 50 at a time on a flatbed trailer. Can deliver for a fee, 10 bale minimum, $15 per bale, cash, 16 check, Del High. Call or text 580-729-0361. Thank you so much. Also, the wheat hay up there in Kingfisher, 1,200 pound bales. Anyway, thank you, Great Plains Bank, for sponsoring Payday Tuesday. You guys have a good day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank of Trust and Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. God bless.
A second cup of coffee and a bolt of lightning. That's what country sounds like. 96.5 KE.